Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, hello there, boys and girls. Now, everybody say good morning when I count three. One, two, three. Good morning. And now let's have a big laugh. Oh, that's fine. Yes, sir. Oh, it always makes us feel happy to laugh. Now, today we're going to have our Happy Hank birthday party, so stand up and be all ready to march around the rooms and back to the radios again. And let's ask Mother and Dad and Big Brother and Sister and Grandma and Grandpa to march with us. Before we start, though, I have something important to tell you. Listen. Let's have a limerick, because it's limerick time again. Now, is everybody ready with a limerick this morning?
You betcha. I've got a limerick, Happy Hank.
Well, that's fine, Squeaky. Now stand up close to the microphone and tell us your limerick for today.
Okay, here she goes. A busy young mother in Belfast had a youngster who wouldn't eat breakfast. She heard Happy Hank and now has him to thank, because her child now wants Cocoa Wheats for breakfast.
Oh, well, that's all right. And here's a nice, new, crisp dollar bill.
Oh, boy, thanks. I forgot about getting a dollar for a limerick. Oh, I think I'll think up another one.
All right, Squeaky. And that goes for you boys and girls, too. If you want to send in a Cocoa Wheats limerick, I'll send you a dollar if we use it on the radio. Now, if any of you boys and girls don't eat breakfast, you'd better change your habits, because breakfast is a most important meal. You need it. So ask Mother to fix some Cocoa Wheats for you, and I know that you'll be glad to have breakfast just like the child in Squeaky's limerick. Everybody likes Cocoa Wheats, and that will include you. Now, attention, everybody, and here we go with the marching song. Left, right, left, right, heads up, eyes bright as we go marching around. Hep, hep, some pep, each one in step as we go marching around. For we're the ones that have the fun whenever we play. Each girl and boy chock full of joy, that's us every day. So step out, don't pout, some fun we shout as we go marching around. Yes, sirry, governor, halt. And here we are back at our radios again. Now, wait a second till we turn on the magic electric eye.
Well, I'll turn it on, and here she comes.
Oh, there it is, and say, we're going to have a wonderful birthday party today. I see lots of birthday smiles out there. How many of you are celebrating a birthday today? Up with your hands. Well, look at that. All right, put your hands down. Oh, hey, wait a minute, what's that over there? Well, I see a big birthday smile on Grandpa's face and another one on Daddy's face. Well, happy birthday, Dad and Grandpa. Well, you can turn it off now, Squeaky, and put your hands down.
Okay.
Say, now, we have our big birthday cake here, and later on, we're going to make our birthday wishes and blow out the candles.
Oh, boy, and then we eat the cake. That's what I like.
Yes, sir, that's right, Squeaky. And when we eat the cake, then I... What's that, Popcorn? Oh, Popcorn says, don't forget the ice cream. Well, now, don't worry. We won't forget the ice cream, and I'll see that you get a big dish full, Popcorn. How's that? No, not now. You've got to wait until later. Now, go over and lie down like a good doggy, and I'll tell you when it's time. Yes, sir, there he goes. Well, Popcorn is a real pet pal. We like our dogs and cats and puppies and kittens and birds and fish, don't we? It's fun to have pet pals to play with. We'll have a birthday party for Popcorn when his birthday comes around. Hey, do you have birthday parties for your pets? Oh, it's a lot of fun. Well, let's sing our song now that tells us the way the animals talk. Now, you know, the cow goes moo, and the dove goes coo, and the owl goes hoo, and all that. So let me hear you talk like a cow. Let's do it right now. All right, all together. One, two, three. Moo. That's some cow, huh? Well, now let's sing our song, and you sing right along with me. Here we go now. Ready? All right. Let's all say what the cow says. Moo, moo, moo. Let's all say what the owl says, hoo, hoo, hoo. Let's all say what the dove says, coo, coo, coo. Cow says moo, owl says hoo, dove says coo, moo, hoo, coo. Talking like the animals is lots of fun. Let's all say what the mule says, haw, hee, haw. Let's all say what the sheep says, ba, ba, ba. Let's all say what the crow says, ca, ca, ca. Dove says moo, owl says ca, sheep says mew. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, what's the matter? You all mixed up, aren't you?
Well, I guess I am. I'd better start all over. Let's see, it's the cow that says moo, isn't it? Cow says moo, owl says hoo, dove says coo, mule says ha, sheep says ba, crow says ka, ba, ha, ha. Talking like the animals is lots of fun. Oh, boy, if the animals talk like that, they'd be ashamed of me, I'll bet you. Well, I ran out of breath anyway, besides animals. Well, say, oh, and talking of animals, what animal has a long neck, huh? You know that, Squeaky?
Sure, it's a giraffe.
That's right. And listen, boys and girls, and see if you can figure out the answer for this riddle about the giraffe. Now, put on your thinking caps, and I'll put mine on. Wait a minute. Now, there, I've got it. Now, here it is. Why does a giraffe have such a long neck? Why does a giraffe have such a long neck?
Oh, so he can eat the apples off the tree without using a stepladder.
No, that's not the answer. I'll bet the boys and girls can figure out the right answer. How about it, kids? Well, now you think about it, and I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program. Right now, though, I'm going to sing our funny song about the giraffe. Listen. The longest neck I ever saw is owned by a giraffe. It stretches all the way from up to down. I'd like to have a neck like that myself. Don't start to laugh. Think how long things would taste good going down. But on the other hand, I guess it wouldn't be so good. Think how much trouble going through a door. A giraffe's neck is fine when you are eating something good, but think how it must hurt when it gets sore. Say, I'll bet you if we all had necks like the giraffe, just imagine how good cocoa wheats would taste going all the way down our long, long necks. Hey, but we'd look funny, wouldn't we? I believe now it's fun to skip up to the breakfast table. I know it is. And see a big bowl full of cocoa wheats waiting for us. Yes, sir, you boys and girls who haven't tried cocoa wheats are really missing a wonderful breakfast treat. You just can't imagine how delicious every spoonful of cocoa wheats tastes. You must try it to find out. And you'll love it, too, because in cocoa wheats, you get taste-pleasing cocoa flavor. Yes, sir, an appetizing, satisfying, delicious cocoa flavor that's going to make it fun for you to eat this wonderful new cereal. Now, no wonder cocoa wheats are so popular with boys and girls who try it, and no wonder mothers report that even children who won't eat any other cereals are crazy about cocoa wheats. It's in the stores in your neighborhood, and I know you'll want to try it, so ask your grocer today for cocoa wheats, the hot wheat cereal with the delicious cocoa flavor. It's spelled COCOWHEATS, Cocoa Wheats. And say, let's have our Cocoa Wheats cheer. You know, where we say COCOWHEATS, Cocoa Wheats. Now today, the boys spell cocoa and the girls spell wheats. You ready? One, two, three. COCOWHEATS, Cocoa Wheats.
Hooray for Cocoa Wheats!
All right, and now let's have one of our games. How about an exciting pickup race? All right, line up the radios now, and then we'll march around the rooms, pick up all the toys and books and papers that are out of place, and put them where they belong. And when the race is over, we'll check up and see who are the best picker-uppers, the boys or the girls. It's a lot of fun, and we'll be helping Mother, too. Now, hurry up. We don't want any slow pokers. Ready? Here we go. Forward march. Pick it up, this is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. Hey there, look under those chairs and tables and under the sofas and davenports. Look in the corners, hang up those clothes and hurry, hurry, hurry. Pick it up, this is lots of fun. Pick it up, let's keep on the run. Now if you are finished and don't know where to go, just turn around and march right back to the radio. A left, left, and left, right, left company, halt. Say, did you make it back? I'll blow the whistle. Wait a minute. So it's all over. Turn on the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
Now let's have a look. Say, I see a lot of clean rooms and, uh-oh, someone forgot to pick up a funny book on the floor. And look at that doll on the chair and a football in the corner. Oh, me. Well, let's see the hands of all the boys who finished on time. That's all right. Yes, sir. Hands down. Now the hands of the girls who got through. Well, okay. Hands down, girls. Off with the magic eye.
Well, who won, Happy Hank? I hope.
Well, the winners of today's pickup race. The girls won the race. The girls won the race. Hi-ho the derry-o. The girls won the race. Well, congratulations, girls. You're the champion picker-uppers today. You boys work a little harder next time, and maybe you'll be the winners. Right now, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, Squeaky had come home from the sheriff's office with word that Black Tom was operating again. Well, this made Sputter so mad that he knocked himself out. When the boys brought him to, he insisted that his name was John Alexander Max Squish, and that he didn't know Squeaky or Rocket either one. Well, Squeaky called the doctor. As the scene opens today, the doctor has come and gone, and Squeaky and Rocket are talking over what the doctor told them. Listen.
Say, this is mighty serious, Rocket. Did you hear what the doctor said?
Yeah, I heard him all right, but he used so many big words that I didn't know what he was talking about.
Well, he said that Sputters had hit himself so hard and had fallen on his head in such a way that he had given himself amnesia and was having hallucinations.
Hey, now, well, that's what I didn't understand. What's that about Lucy and the nation?
No, hallucinations. That means he imagines things that aren't true. For instance, he thinks he's somebody named John Alexander Max Squish. But he isn't. He's Sputters.
Why, sure he is. I knows him. He can't fool me with that squishing business. Hey, well, what's that about that magnesia that the doctor talked about?
No, no, not magnesia. It's amnesia. That means that Sputters can't remember anything that's happened. The doctor gave him some pills to make him sleep. Maybe when he wakes up, though, he'll know who he is.
Hey, I'll bet you I got it. Yes, sir, I just knows I got it, too.
You know that you've got what?
That magnesia, that's what. I was always losing things and can't remember where I put them. Is that magnesia?
No, no, you mean amnesia, but you haven't got it.
Hey, that Sputters sure is acting strange. He said we was both fired. Well, what did he mean by that?
Well, somehow he has the idea that he is John Alabaster Max Squish, I mean Alexander Max Squish, and he owns this ranch and we work for him. Now, that's why he fired us. He'll be all right when he wakes up and his head quits hurting, though.
Well, let's go take a look at him right now. If he's hurt bad enough to think he's got a name like John Alexander Max Squish, he's hurt bad enough to be watched all the time. Come on, Squeaky. He's in this room right here. Oh, me, I hope he's asleep. I don't want us to get fired again.
Maybe we had better take a look. Go ahead, Rocket.
Hey, Squeaky, look. He's gone.
What?
Sputters is gone. I carried him in here and I put him on that bed right there. I thought he was asleep, but he's gone. Look.
Hey, you're right, Rocket. But how could he go? I thought those pills the doctor gave him would make him sleep. We've got to find him, Rocket. Come on, we've got to find him.
Well, where has Sputters disappeared to and what's he going to do? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now we come to the time when we make our happy birthday wishes and blow out the candles on the birthday cake. First, make your wish as I make mine. I wish that... All right, you get yours? Now take a big breath and blow out the candles. Blow right into the radio when I count three. One, two, three, blow. And out go all the candles, and now let's sing the birthday song for all those boys and girls who are celebrating today. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Now, boys and girls, I just got some news from the Cocoa Wheats Company, and it's good news, too. Next week, they're going to have a new offer, and it's going to be a dandy. You'll need a Little Crow Circle seal from the Cocoa Wheats package top. So maybe you'd better get a package of this delicious cocoa-flavored hot wheat cereal right away. I think that Little Crow seal is cute, don't you? It's a comical little crow dressed in a red coat and a yellow vest, and he wears spats and shoes. Can you imagine a crow wearing shoes? Well, Little Crow on the Cocoa Wheats package is a sporty little fellow, and he's really dressed up. Now, you get a package of Cocoa Wheats today or tomorrow, and then take a look at the Little Crow on the package top. Cut it out and save it for next week's offer. And say, I've got another limerick, too, and here it is. Listen. A boy with a hat and a cane went to the store in the rain. Cocoa Wheats he did spy, and a box he did buy, then went tearing for home once again. Yes, sirree. Well, we'll have to tear for home, too. But first, let's hear the answer to the riddle. You know, our riddle said, why does a giraffe have such a long neck? Well, the answer is because his head is so far from his body. Well, of course, his neck would have to reach from his head to his body, wouldn't it? That's a fooler. Now, you remember our slogan for this week. It says, early to bed. That means every night. And it also means get up early in the morning so you'll be ready for fun with Happy Hank. Yes, sir. We have a good time, and we want you here with us every morning. So remember that, early to bed and early to rise. And until next time now, we've got to run along. But we always say, you know, until next time, you be good. Be careful, play safe, and smile when you wake up. Be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.